Welcome to Overboost Talks, the podcast that dives deep into the timeless and transformative books that shape our thoughts and lives. I'm your host, Mike Sullivan. Today we journey back nearly two millennia to explore one of the most enduring works of Stoic philosophy, Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. Written during his campaigns in the Roman frontiers, Meditations offers a series of personal writings by Aurelius, reflecting his deep commitment to the Stoic philosophy. Unlike the typical books we discuss, focused on technology, venture capital, and entrepreneurship, today's episode delves into the ancient wisdom that has profoundly influenced leaders, thinkers, and doers across centuries. As we unpack the 10 key philosophies from Meditations, we'll see how these age-old insights can be applied to modern life, helping us navigate challenges with greater resilience and stability. From the impermanence of the material world to the importance of living by nature, each point will deepen our understanding and offer practical guidance for personal and professional growth. As always, thanks to Tony Pena, managing partner at Overboost. Tony reminds us that entrepreneurs must keep abreast of the latest trends and seek true companionship on the arduous journey of entrepreneurship. So, prepare to challenge your perspectives and discover ancient wisdom that can empower you to master the art of living effectively and meaningfully in today's world. Let's explore the profound depths of Meditations and uncover the Stoic principles Marcus Aurelius penned for his guidance. These principles continue to inspire us today. This introduction sets the stage for a rich discussion, aligning Marcus Aurelius's timeless philosophies with the interests and challenges of contemporary listeners, enhancing the relevance and impact of your podcast. In our first exploration of Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, we confront a theme that resonates through the ages, the impermanence of the material world. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and a Stoic philosopher, penned these reflections during his military campaigns, reminding himself of the fleeting nature of physical existence. "All is ephemeral," Marcus wrote, "both what remembers and what is remembered." Imagine standing amidst the ruins of ancient Rome, where Aurelius once walked. The crumbled stones and eroded statues are a stark testament to his words. Everything around us, from the grandest buildings to our everyday possessions, is transient, bound to fade. In today's world, this might strike a chord more than ever. We live in a time of rapid technological advances and consumerism, where the newest gadget today is tomorrow's electronic waste. Aurelius challenges us to shift our focus from the material to the spiritual, from possession to purpose. How often do we measure life by what we own rather than by what we experience? Marcus compels us to reconsider what truly holds value. Is it the latest smartphone, or is it time spent disconnected, enjoying a moment of peace or a conversation with a friend? As we reflect on Aurelius's insights, let's ponder our lives. By recognizing the impermanence of things, we can learn to cherish the moment, prioritize relationships, and cultivate our inner selves. This Stoic wisdom doesn't just free us from the unnecessary burden of materialism, it enriches our lives, making them fuller and more meaningful. So as we move to our next point about control and acceptance, remember Marcus's counsel. Embrace the present and focus on what truly matters, for in his words, very little is needed to make a happy life. This segment intertwines the ancient Stoic principles with modern-day relevance, crafted to engage and inspire your listeners in a contemplative and meaningful exploration. Moving seamlessly from the impermanence of the material world, we now delve into a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy, beautifully encapsulated by Marcus Aurelius: control and acceptance. This principle teaches us the dual path of embracing what we can influence while accepting what lies beyond our grasp. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. Imagine the emperor, clad not just in his armor, but armed with this resilience amidst the chaos of battle and the burdens of leadership. Today, our battles are not on distant fronts, but within the confines of our offices, homes, and inner selves. The global stage is fraught with unexpected challenges, economic shifts, health crises, and social upheavals. How often have we felt adrift in the storm of events we cannot control? Aurelius offers us a lifeline. Focus on your mind, your responses, and your will. Anxiety about the future and frustrations about the past are outside our control and distract us from effective action in the present. Take a moment to reflect. When faced with a setback, do we lament the unfairness or look within to adapt and persevere? By adopting Aurelius's approach, we empower ourselves to maintain composure and clarity, irrespective of life's storms. This lesson in control and acceptance helps us manage personal adversity and guides us in interpersonal relationships. Recognizing what we can and cannot change in others fosters patience and understanding, which are ever so necessary in today's interconnected world. As we prepare to explore the power of living in the present, remember Marcus's guidance. It is not the events themselves, but our responses to them that shape our lives. This script segment encourages a reflective, introspective atmosphere. It prompts listeners to consider Aurelius' teachings in a modern context, facilitating a smooth transition to the upcoming discussion on the power of now. As we transition from embracing control over our inner responses to accepting external circumstances, we find ourselves at the heart of Stoic tranquility, the power of now. With profound simplicity, Marcus Aurelius urges us to anchor ourselves in the present. Concentrate every minute like a Roman, like a man, on doing what's in front of you with precise and genuine seriousness, tenderly, willingly, and with justice, and on freeing yourself from all other distractions. Imagine the emperor, amidst the complexities of his empire, finding clarity by focusing solely on the task at hand. In today's fast-paced world, this Stoic wisdom is incredibly relevant. Our days are often fragmented by an onslaught of notifications, a barrage of emails, and the ever-present lure of social media. It's easy to become consumed by regrets of the past or worries for the future, losing sight of the moment we live in. How often do we find ourselves physically present but mentally miles away? Being fully present can be surprisingly challenging, whether during a meeting, a family dinner, or even a quiet moment alone. Marcus Aurelius offers a tool to combat this scattered state, concentration on the now. This isn't just about mindfulness, it's a call to action. Engage fully with your environment, your work, and your relationships. This presence enriches your experiences and heightens your effectiveness and satisfaction. Let's practice this today. Focus on one task, one conversation, one moment. In doing so, we honor Aurelius's teachings and cultivate a life of deeper meaning and connection. As we continue, keeping the power of now in our thoughts, we will explore the virtue of duty, another pillar in the Stoic philosophy that guides us to live purposefully and ethically. This segment continues the themes of Stoicism and relates directly to everyday modern challenges, encouraging listeners to apply these ancient insights to enhance their daily living. Yeah. Building on our journey through the teachings of Marcus Aurelius, we arrive at a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy, the virtue of duty. For Aurelius, duty was not just a responsibility, but a moral imperative that defined the essence of being a good leader, and indeed a good human. "Waste no more time arguing what a good man should be one," he famously declared. This call to action resonates through the centuries, challenging us to embody the virtues we admire. The emperor saw each day as an opportunity to perform his duties with honor, whether in court or on the battlefield. In our current era, this principle of duty extends beyond personal obligations to include our professional lives and roles within the community. Consider the dedication of those in healthcare, education, and public service, especially highlighted during recent global challenges. Their commitment mirrors the Stoic ideal of serving a greater good, not just individual interests. But what does duty mean for us? It means doing the right thing even when it's difficult, even when no one is watching. It's about contributing our best to the tasks at hand, whether you're leading a team, coding a new app, or caring for your family. Marcus Aurelius lived in times as turbulent as our own, perhaps more so. Yet he steadfastly believed in the power of duty to forge character and bring out the best in humanity. By embracing our responsibilities and acting with integrity and zeal, we not only fulfill our roles, we elevate ourselves. Let this lesson in duty empower you today. Engage with your work and community with your character's full force. After all, in the practice of duty, we find a more profound sense of purpose and fulfillment. Next, we'll explore how Aurelius teaches us to find unity and brotherhood among all people, another timeless principle that guides our interconnected lives today. According to Marcus Aurelius, this section of the script emphasizes the historical and philosophical significance of duty. It makes the material relevant and relatable to contemporary listeners, enhancing their engagement with it. As we continue our exploration of Stoic principles with Marcus Aurelius, we arrive at a profoundly modern yet ancient concept, universal reason and brotherhood. Aurelius believed all humans share a common rationality and therefore are members of a single global community. "That which is not good for the beehive cannot be good for the bees," he observed. This metaphor beautifully illustrates his vision of humanity. Just as bees work collaboratively for the health of their hive, Marcus Aurelius encourages us to see ourselves as part of a larger whole, working together for the common good. This idea resonates more powerfully than ever in today's interconnected world. From global climate action to international peace efforts, our challenges are not confined by borders, but shared across humanity. Embracing our collective rationality and the spirit of brotherhood can lead to more cooperative and sustainable solutions. But how do we apply this Stoic wisdom daily? It begins with empathy. By striving to understand others' perspectives and recognizing our shared struggles and aspirations, we forge stronger bonds with our neighbors, colleagues, and strangers. Aurelius' call to universal brotherhood also invites us to celebrate our diversity, acknowledging that each individual and each culture adds a unique thread to the fabric of our global community. It's about more than tolerance, it's about valuing the richness that every person brings to the table. So as we move about our day, remember Marcus Aurelius' vision. In acts of kindness, efforts to understand, and every contribution to the common good, we live out the principles of universal reason and brotherhood. Next, another powerful Stoic principle: detachment from desire. This teaching challenges us to examine what we truly need for a fulfilling life, a theme that perfectly dovetails W. Complementation of Universal Values. This podcast segment not only ties into Marcus Aurelius's philosophical teachings, but also encourages listeners to reflect on and engage with the concept of universal brotherhood in a meaningful and practical way today. As we journey further into Marcus Aurelius's Stoic teachings, we arrive at a profoundly personal core principle: reflection and self-improvement. Aurelius often turned inward in his quest for wisdom, believing that actual progress comes from within. "Look well into thyself. There is a source of strength which will always spring up if thou wilt always look there," he counseled. In a world that constantly pushes us toward external solutions and validations, Aurelius's words remind us that the most potent changes begin in the solitude of our thoughts. In our modern age, self-reflection is more relevant than ever. With the pace of life accelerating, finding time to pause and ponder our actions, reactions, and motivations is crucial. Whether journaling at the end of a day, meditating in the morning, or simply taking a quiet walk, these moments of introspection are vital. During these reflective pauses, we can confront our imperfections and devise plans for personal enhancement. Aurelius didn't just reflect for the sake of self-awareness. He sought actionable ways to align more closely with his Stoic ideals: patience, empathy, humility, and fortitude. Consider how we can apply this to our lives today. It's about improving our patience in a world that prizes speed, or cultivating empathy in a society often divided. Each step of self-improvement benefits us and ripples outward, enhancing our relationships and communities. So let's take a leaf out of Aurelius's book. Let's commit to regular reflection, honestly assess our strengths and weaknesses, and continuously seek growth. According to Aurelius, this journey never ends but always leads to a more prosperous, more virtuous life. As we discuss the insignificance of fame, another of Aurelius's teachings, we'll see how these reflective practices can anchor us in what truly matters beyond the fleeting allure of external accolades. Continuing our exploration of Stoic wisdom, we now turn to Marcus Aurelius's thoughts on a pertinent topic: the insignificance of fame. In his Meditations, Aurelius reminds us, all fame after death is no better than oblivion. In an era dominated by social media, where the pursuit of likes and followers often dictates content, this principle challenges us to reconsider our priorities. Despite being one of the most powerful men in the world, Aurelius recognized that the applause of others is fleeting and ultimately superficial. The love of fame is the last weakness wise men overcome, he declared. Here he invites us to question, what are we seeking fame for? Is it for validation, or is it perhaps a mask for insecurity? For Aurelius, true fulfillment came not from public acclaim, but from living a life by virtue and reason. Imagine then applying this stoic indifference to fame in our own lives. How would our actions change if we focused on being good rather than looking good? If our decisions were based on ethical principles instead of potential popularity? It's worth reflecting on how seeking validation from external sources can divert us from our actual paths. Instead, Aurelius guides us to seek approval from within, from the adherence to our values and commitments. This internal benchmark for success creates a more stable and satisfying sense of self-worth that isn't swayed by the changing tides of public opinion. As we let go of our attachment to fame and external validation, we find the freedom to truly express ourselves, to work for causes that matter, and to contribute genuinely without the need for recognition. Next, we will explore our final point, harmony with nature, which beautifully ties together Aurelius's teachings, urging us to live according to the world and the natural laws within us. This segment addresses the philosophical viewpoint on fame from Meditations. It relates it to contemporary issues, encouraging listeners to introspect on their desires for recognition and how these affect their actions and inner peace. As we conclude our journey through Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, we embrace his final and fundamental teaching, harmony with nature. This principle is the bedrock of Stoic ethics, urging us to align our lives with the natural order and our most authentic selves. Accept the things to which fate binds you, and love the people with whom fate brings you together, but do so with all your heart, Marcus advises. This guidance calls us to live not against but by the flow of life, recognizing ourselves as part of a larger cosmos. In our modern context, this is challenging amidst the concrete jungles and digital landscapes. Yet, Aurelius' wisdom is crucial now more than ever. Whether making sustainable choices, respecting the rhythms of our bodies, or simply spending time in nature, we can find numerous ways to practice this principle. Harmony with nature also extends beyond the environment. It's about unity within our lives. Are our actions reflective of our deepest values? Are we living authentically, or do external pressures and desires sway us? Imagine a life where our daily practices mirror the tranquility of a forest or the steady rhythm of a sea tide. Such alignment benefits our well-being and promotes a more balanced and sustainable world. As Aurelius put it, the best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury. By living in harmony with nature and our principles, we act not out of spite or coercion, but from a place of deep-rooted strength and peace. This brings us to the end of our exploration of Marcus Aurelius's Meditations. Each point we've discussed doesn't stand alone, but weaves into a broader tapestry of Stoic thought that guides us to live more thoughtful, resilient, and fulfilled lives. As we draw this episode close, we've traversed the rich landscape of Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, exploring 10 core Stoic principles that offer profound guidance for modern living. From embracing the impermanence of the material world to understanding the power of now, from enduring pain with dignity to finding harmony with nature, each point invites us to reflect on our lives and choices. Today's journey through Meditations isn't just an academic exercise. It's an invitation to integrate these timeless philosophies into our daily practices. Marcus Aurelius didn't write these thoughts for publication, but as personal reminders of how to live a virtuous, meaningful life amidst the challenges of his time, not unlike those we face today. This episode is only a starting point to discovering the depth of Stoic wisdom. While we've delved into critical concepts, the full text of Meditations offers much more, with each passage providing insights that resonate personally and profoundly. That's why I encourage you to read the book if you still need to. Engage with each chapter, reflect on Aurelius's words, and find your path to inner peace and resilience. In the description below, you'll find a link to obtain a copy of Meditations. Dive deeper into the meditative passages that have guided thinkers, leaders, and seekers for centuries. Remember, the journey to wisdom is continuous, filled with self-discovery and constant adaptation. Marcus Aurelius provides answers and a framework for questioning and understanding the world and our place within it. Thank you for joining me on Overboost Talks as we explored Marcus Aurelius's Stoic mastery. May these lessons inspire you to forge a life of purpose and tranquility, just as they have inspired countless others across the ages.